from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Well, good morning and happy Tuesday, Ursula. Are we having a good show today?
We sure are. Someone actually texted in and said,
"What did they say?
It must be a slow news day.
Why?
You guys want to agree or disagree on the weather?" And I have to say, weather is one of those things that everyone wants to talk about, even though you know what the weather's going to be like. Yeah. As in, unpredictable in the Northwest, people love to talk about it.
Yeah. Is it a slow news day? No, there's news.
No.
There's news.
Yeah, there's a ton of news.
There's a ton of news. I mean, we can...
Want me to go more in depth on COVID?
You want to talk COVID, or do you want to talk about the awfulness that happened in Buffalo? We can spend a whole 3 hours on the show doing that.
Yes, exactly. No, we have to find places where we can lighten up a little bit. So,
and more importantly, we have to talk about what matters here, which is local in your community.
And for people who are just learning about our show, and a lot of people join us every single day.
Sure.
I just want to remind you that sometimes I will, when I get into a discussion with you, if you and I are agreeing, I make sure to bring up other points of view just to make sure that it's there. But sometimes people will take that as my point of view.
Oh, they haven't learned. Okay.
And I want to just make sure that people understand that I will bring it up, because otherwise you're only hearing one side, truly.
Ursula, you admit, though, you like to kind of get me fired up sometimes. You're like, oh, yeah, take that.
Yes, well, but it's something that both of us should consider, which is, I mean, we talked about one of our top stories is that story with the interview that Dory got yesterday.
Yeah.
With the daughter of the victim of this triple murderer.
Yeah.
Who could be released this summer.
Yes.
And I want to explain why it is that this state board has determined that he should be released. So you understand this is what they're saying about it. That doesn't mean I believe it.
You agreed with me.
100%.
But you just wanted to keep showing the other side. You do this all the time,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, because that is my news background.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay, just want to explain.
How about my news background?
I know you're getting a lot newsier.
I must say.
Yes. As always, we want you guys to connect with us, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. A lot of you are joining our Facebook page as well. You all want to see Baby G and this video that is, I think, going viral.
Yeah.
Check it out, because it's really cool.
Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves, just really go at it.
Here we go. Weather. The weather forecast says another storm is moving in tonight. And there's all these pieces in the news about how we're having an unusually wet and cold spring.
Yes.
And everyone's freaking out. Gee, why is this such a bad thing? Why are clouds and rain considered horrible? And why does everyone think a sunny day is the pinnacle of happiness?
The mood. It's the automatic mood. You don't even have to step outside. You can look outside. And if it's sunny, not saying that you don't have problems. We all have problems. When it's sunny outside, the way you look at your problems are different as opposed to how you look at your problem when it's gray outside.
For you. That's what drives me crazy.
I want to get to that because I'm in agreement with G. I am automatically in a better mood.
Yeah.
We are known. I have actually been diagnosed with a vitamin D deficiency.
Hey.
A lot of us have that because we just do not have enough sunshine. So, hey, look at that. We're talking about it and it's starting to come out. Yes. And so automatically you're in a better mood. You can do more. There's more time to do things in the daylight. It feels better on your skin, although I know that there are some risks inherent in getting too much sun.
Mm-hmm.
But it just overall makes me feel good. And I don't understand how anyone can say they love it when it rains and it's dark and gray all the time, Chris.
Before you say this, let me just say this. When you are running errands out and about, do you run more errands when the sun is out or less errands when the sun's out? Chris?
Less.
Why? Why don't you like the sun?
Oh, when the sun's out?
Yeah.
You
run more errands, don't you?
Okay, yeah. But that's a leading question. Why do you love the rain so much?
Yeah, good point.
Okay, if the only things you really love in life or reading books, listening or playing music, or watching movies, where do all those things happen?
Oh.
Inside.
In the dark. Often.
And if... Okay, and also, this is the thing that drives me crazy. It's rainy here all the time, and it's not. Everybody says that, but it's rainy here all the time, but it's not. So spring happens. Everyone starts complaining whether they are right now. It's nice for about 2 weeks when it's 65, the weather everybody loves.
Uh-huh.
And then it's hot and miserable.
Well, what's hot?
What's hot?
Anything over 70.
What? But 75 to 80 is the sweet spot.
I know, but then it turns 95, and then everyone's like, well, I don't like it this hot.
Yeah, that's true.
So wait, Chris, have you always been this way?
Yeah, I grew up in Denver where it's sunny. It'll snow, and it's sunny. It's sunny all the time, every minute of every day. And it drives me crazy. And whenever I'm in L.A., I find that oppressive, that sun and heat all the time. It bums me out.
So,
and he's being serious.
I know
too.
He is. And
there's
a lot
of people like this.
There are. I have one of my best friends is like this as well. And mm-hmm. I understand that they like the lights dim. They don't like it. I mean, it makes me feel I have an actual reaction that it feels depressing. And and even the kind of lighting affects my mood. I mean, not so much, but the one thing that I will say and why we should always be happy for the rain is when I went to Denver, spent time in Denver and Boulder, every time I go there, and you're right, it's almost always sunny, but although it can change in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And you can have a sunny day one day and the next day it's snowing. But here, because of the rain, we have, you don't understand how much beauty comes from the rain. All the trees that we have here. When you go to a place like when I'm driving in Boulder and you're seeing all this prairie land.
Yeah.
And it's all just golden. Mm-hmm. There's like parched. No trees. It's parched. There's no tree in sight. You recognize how lucky we are here.
And I also think cloudy, rainy weather is cool to look at. It's weather. It's interesting. There's stuff to look at. The colors are different. Sunny days. A sunny day is a sunny
day. I will concede. On one point, I was thinking about this just now. Ursula, would you rather have a 100-degree, or let's just say not 95, I don't even go that drastic. Would you rather have a 95-degree hot day in Seattle or a 55-degree overcast day in Seattle?
95.
I'm taking 55.
Yay.
Because you're hot and sweaty. You at least got to take two showers at that 95 mark.
Yeah, or jump in the pool.
Ursula, that was a little rich.
Public pool, sprinkler. Do you remember those days? Sprinkler days, plastic pool.
If this was off the air, I'd make you feel uncomfortable with something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not all of us is allowed in public pool.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. In a suburb in Chicago, there's some strict new policies that people aren't too happy with. Some people. They're limiting the number of animals you can have in this suburb of Chicago, which is, they say you can have 4 companion animals.
Uh-huh.
And you can be fined if your dog barks for more than 15 minutes during the day or 10 minutes after 10 p.m. You get a $500 fine.
Ooh.
For barking. Ursula. Please explain why this should happen everywhere.
Scooter!
Why it should happen everywhere? Yeah. I don't think it should happen everywhere. Although, I will admit that a constantly barking dog is annoying. And one neighbor decided that my scooter was that dog.
Oh, this is a real story?
Oh, I told you that a neighbor came from a block over.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived near a park. And so from a block over, came over and was videotaping Scooter. And of course, if you're over my fence, Scooter is going to be doing what a dog does.
Bark
at a stranger. So he's got it. And then I get someone from the police department coming to my house.
They called the police on you?
Yes. Yes. And the police officer was so nice and was almost embarrassed for the person who complained. And the complaint was that Scooter, when we would let him out in the mornings before we went to work, would bark. Now, that didn't happen. I mean, it was an exaggeration, but it clearly someone just doesn't like a dog barking. And I wish they would have just come to me. That's the one and only person. My immediate neighbors have never complained about Scooter barking.
Well, usually when folks call the police on you, they don't come to you first.
I mean, but am I the most dangerous person that you don't feel like you could come to me and talk to me first?
Your dog is.
So, but this idea that you can limit, what if one noisy dog can be worse than four dogs that are quiet? So why limit it four? I mean, why come up with the number of four?
The story didn't explain why that. So, but let's just concentrate on the barking and the fine.
Because I know, Chris, what's your thought?
I hate dogs barking. It's so annoying.
No.
How many minutes do you give before you're annoyed?
Three. Okay. Of a constant barking, that's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
So I need to ask. I don't know. I don't have a dog, but I need to ask. Are the bark collars that they put on dogs, is that bad? I'm asking. I don't know.
Well, they've done things like, you know, change their vocal cords and all that kind of stuff. You know,
so that's not good to put on dogs?
No. Okay. Well, someone's going to correct me. So my opinion would be no, I wouldn't do that for Scooter. But again, I had one complaint and it never happened again. And we're not doing anything different. I think someone was just in a bad mood that day and decided they were going to make a complaint. Mm. Hasn't happened.
So Scooter doesn't really bark?
Oh, he barks, but not incessantly. Mm. He barks if someone is trying to get into our house. He'll bark when the mailman comes, but I mean, he's in our house. But I think a dog will bark. If you want to live in a neighborhood, there are going to be things, you know, someone has a loud car, someone has a dog that barks. I'm not going to be someone who lets my dog bark all day and all night.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that some people wouldn't care, and this is to protect the neighborhood, and I get that. But I always just ask, is there some way you can approach someone first before you go to the call animal control or call 911?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You would call 911 on me.
No, I would not. First of all, I just think it's terrible that folks call the cops for everything. Calling the cops over the dog barking, I think that's ridiculous. But what do you say? Now, I'm being serious. If your dog Scooter is barking and you have that dog, let's just say, I'm not even talking about Scooter. Let's just say the dog in the neighborhood that's always barking. How do you approach the neighbor and say to them, hey, can I get your dog to quiet? What do you say?
Well, if I know that neighbor, I certainly would do that. In this case, they don't. If you don't know the neighbor, well, you have those neighborhood groups where you can, you know, complain about each other online. No, it's true. And so if enough people are you know, you can write a letter. I would try to approach first. And right now.
People are weird.
I know.
Like when it comes to their pets,
I know.
They don't like for you to say, somebody listening right now, either you've approached your neighbor or you've been approached. It's almost like they're kids.
Some people are very defensive about their dogs.
Yes.
And you're worried that they might act irrationally.
So then
it's not me.
So then they resort to calling the police.
Yes.
Which police have other things to do instead of coming to say, what do you want me to do about Becky's dog?
Yeah.
You know what the solution to this problem is?
Mm.
Cats.
And you know who's a cat lover? That's me. Vito is never barking.
I'm speaking on behalf of dog owners, and I think the vast majority of dogs are not nuisance dogs. And the vast majority of owners are great owners.
All right. Researchers from Columbia University did a study that said having two kids, more than two kids, may have a negative impact on late life cognition of the parents. The study says that older parents with just two children appeared sharper than those with three or more. They're not quite sure why, but one theory is that more kids mean spending more money, which could lead to overall the family income decreases, and you could be in the poverty line if you have a bunch of kids. Gee, do you think having fewer kids keeps you sharper?
Yes, 100%. I think when you start having over two kids, I believe, look, the stress in that, right? Like, imagine if you have all, especially if they're a little kid. What if you have, you mean to tell me someone with one child is more stressed out than someone with three kids, all of the, under the age of seven? That person needs a Nobel Peace Prize that has three kids under the age of seven. They got to go to work. They got to make sure everything's cool in the house. Hopefully they have a significant other that's there. There's all types of things that they have to worry about. not the weather. They're probably, if they were listening to our segment just a second ago talking about the weather, they're probably mad because they have three kids under the age of seven. That is stress.
Yeah, but if it's a sunny day, you can take them to the park, and that's really helpful, actually. But these kind of studies, you disagree? I don't put a whole lot of stock into them. And why?
Why?
Because what I have seen, at least anecdotally, doesn't follow. And I think maybe there are other factors other than the fact that they've had more children. There are other factors, whether you're talking about finances. So maybe let's talk about the finances. It's not the fact that they have more than two children. It's because they have economic problems. Okay. And obviously exacerbated then. But that's not everybody. My parents, five children. Cognitively, I mean, they're in their mid-80s and 91.
Do they have different personalities, all five kids?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's just harder. It's tougher, Ursula. You don't want to make the sweeping statement.
I don't want to make a sweeping statement.
It is true. I'm telling you, it is true. You got three, four kids. That is tough.
Yeah. But sometimes you can have an... Sometimes it's tough to just have one child, too, because when you get older, you better have a good relationship with that one child.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. No.
What were you going to say?
Eric and Stevie going to make sure you straight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to make sure you're good.
They've already talked about it. We'll take care of you, Mom.
Eric, you're in charge. You're in charge, Eric. Hey, it is wedding season. So because of that, the Huffington Post has put out something to give you ideas on do's and don'ts when you show up to the wedding. We discuss that next. It's G and Ursula. The G and Ursula Show. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Of course, during the break, I was not focused at all, and something that Ursula's sometimes used to. But
I'm prepared.
Good. I'm glad you are.
Because I got your back. We're
going
to talk about wedding etiquette, because you know it's wedding season.
Mm-hmm. And you know I'm an expert.
And there are rules that you should and shouldn't be doing at weddings, and I may have broken the most sacred one already, so none of you can ever feel bad about what you've done, because I've shared the story, and I'll share it again briefly, that I did show up. I did show up to a wedding, and thank goodness I was asked to come early for family pictures. A previous guy I dated before Mark.
Okay.
I was invited to his sister's wedding, and I showed up in not just the same color, but the same dress that she had on.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I don't remember the story.
Yes, I did. So just I don't want to read because I want to hear about the wedding etiquette. But yes, it happened. It was an antique. It was a dress that I actually worn. Look, I hadn't gone to a lot of weddings. Okay, I'm in my 20s. I hadn't gone to a lot of weddings. No one really told me what wedding etiquette was.
Right,
okay.
Right.
And so it was an antique white dress, kind of lacy, that my sister actually had me wear at her wedding in Eugene a few years prior. So okay. I'm like, what am I going to do with this dress?
Right.
I wore it at a wedding once. I'll wear it at a wedding again. We go there, and I walk in, and I'm telling you, when I say it was the exact dress,
yeah.
It was the exact dress. I think we got it at Macy's. This was off the rack.
Yes.
I mean,
did anybody notice?
But you shouldn't. I mean, this is the whole thing about you shouldn't wear white. Well, you shouldn't wear off-white. Did anybody notice? The bride was mortified. And so was I. So you know what I did? I'm like, I don't need to be in these pictures. And I went to Macy's at Alderwood Mall.
Yeah.
And bought a new dress in time for the wedding.
Oh, you
and
left.
In time for pictures. Oh, I'm like, I'm out of here.
You.
Goodbye. No, I am not taking away anything from the bride. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Well, it was just horrible.
It is wedding season. And the Huffington Post had a deal where it said the rude wedding guest behavior you may be guilty of. So they're basically letting folks know these
of course,
are things
yes.
to do and not to do. Here's one. Keep the conversation brief. Meaning, when you go up to the bride or the groom, understand there's a lot of people that's there. 1 to 2 minutes max. It is not the time to catch up for years and have a 30-minute discussion with them. Don't be that person. Also, keep it light. The discussions that you're having, keep it light.
No politics, no religion, no and COVID. No
example, as much as you love the G and Ursula show, do not bring our name up at the wedding.
Why?
Well, it could be divisive.
Well, I hope not.
We hope, but the truth is, take advantage of the receiving line. Now, this part, I have to tell you, I didn't really understand the receiving line.
If they bother to have a receiving line.
Yes. I don't even know what that is.
Do that. But basically, you stand up and everyone who's attended your wedding has a chance to say something. So that's the time when you go up.
Oh.
So it's kind of the formal time. Because let's face it, especially if you have a big, huge wedding, the bride and groom cannot. They want to talk to everybody,
okay.
But there's not that chance to talk to everybody. So here's a chance to do it. And like you said, keep it brief. Don't wait, make everyone wait while you get in an in-depth conversation and hog up all the time.
Mm.
Yes. Take cues from the couple.
This one is good. This is one that is very important, and this will help you out. Let them know. Say you look forward to catching up at a later date. Hey, so that discussion starts to get long. Hey, you know what? We should catch up another time. Not today. You're busy. This is your day. Let's catch up in the future. I think that is smart and wise.
Except that you might not get a chance to talk at all. I've been to weddings.
Folks be upset about that. It'd be some folks. You don't go to a wedding, make a plan, get to the wedding, and you don't get to say one thing to the bride and groom. I'm standing up right now. I'm mad. I'm mad. And if I gave at the registry, I'm taking it back.
Well, you've eaten at the food trough.
Ooh, wow.
You've also eaten at the buffet or whatever it is. Yeah. You've also eaten there. You've also seen other people. My goal would be, it's not about me. It's not about my husband. It's not about those of us who are here. It's about the bride and groom. And we're here to honor them, even if we don't get a ton of time with them. The fact that we made the list, I think, is great. And I will be happy talking to people who also love the bride and groom. And like you said, count on being able to catch up with them later. It's exhausting. As you know, especially when you have a big wedding. Mm. And we only had like 120 people. Our wedding,
that's
which
big.
For some people that's big,
that's big.
But there are people who have 300 and 400, and I couldn't even imagine that. And even with 110, 120 people, we were exhausted. You forget you don't have time to eat. That's another thing. Make sure that you make time to eat.
Yeah.
That you and your partner get a chance to eat something because you are going to be exhausted. Just kind of pace yourself. But that's for the bride and groom. But as far as guests,
One of the last things is don't worry about saying goodbye. You don't have to worry about saying goodbye. No doubt about it. People will understand. But I want to add in a couple of my own.
Okay.
That I want to add to this. Don't engage in discussions of, so how long you think they're going to make it? Don't get in those discussions with anybody. Come on now, Ursula. There's side discussions. There's side conversations that happen during the wedding. Number two.
In my entire life, I've never done that. Okay. Never heard that either.
Number two. Don't engage in conversations about, so you think he's going to finally get a real job? Don't discuss. Just don't get into the nasty,
gossipy.
Gossip discussions are the good ones. And it's fun. So did you hear how they met? Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay away from those. Why are you looking at me with disgust?
Because I'm not disgust, but I'm thinking back to every wedding I've gone to. Has that ever happened?
Oh, so you just weren't a part of them. You were the person that came over and they did this. Shh, shh, shh. Here comes Ursula. Come on now, them discussions.
In other words, I'm the party pooper.
I'm not saying, but they don't.
You know how I love to laugh. to find ways to laugh, but it's not going to be at the expense of the couple. Let's put it that way.
But you know those discussions happen.
Yes.
I tell you what, be careful what you say in those toasts as well.
Ooh.
Walking on eggshells sometimes. That's a whole nother discussion.
No, can I just say this? That is my favorite part.
That's a no-brainer.
No. Not because I want to speak. It's my favorite part because I love watching others speak.
Uh-huh.
And if for some reason, I don't know why, nobody's ever sober. You decide to take that moment
now,
after
again,
you've had some drinks.
You and I have just been to some very different weddings.
Oh, Ursula,
I don't know that anyone drunk has...
You've been in them weddings where everybody's shirts are tucked in and collars are buttoned. Ursula,
no,
I've been in them weddings where it goes down.
The last wedding I went to, I told you their dance was Star Wars battle.
Was that a tech wedding?
Yes.
Nice.
It was so cool.
It's a nice wedding.
It was really cool. Yeah.
You know who has the best weddings? Back in the Midwest, I've been to some weddings in Indiana. Hoo-wee! They used to go down.
They picked that mic up quick.
Ooh-wee. Shoes is off. Everybody having a good time. Bonfires is happening. Ooh-wee.
I love it when the party never stops.
Yes. All right, coming up next. Wow, it's towards the end of the show. Your text messages, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. It's G and Ursula. It is the G and Ursula show. Ursula forgot to tell you guys that her ideal wedding would be food trucks being outside. And I'm like, you know what? That's a great idea. A reception with food trucks? That's my kind of wedding.
I actually said food trough, but I like the food truck idea way better.
I think people try to make their food it's too fancy. I don't like that. I don't like it when it's all fancy because then you're miserable and hungry.
And if food trucks are actually not a bad idea, if you have a casual wedding. And in fact, my niece had a really beautiful wedding out up in Snohomish County. It was rural, out in this beautiful location, and they brought out a food truck, and it was wonderful.
I told you during the break, because Tony from Everett texted in, weddings in rural areas are the best.
It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous, and everyone could attend.
No rules. There's no rules.
Well, yeah, after I left. I wonder why it happened after I left. But I left, apparently it got crazy.
You know what? That's what it is. You and Long Live Mark be leaving too early.
I know.
You're not one of the last ones to leave?
No, never. I'll never be that last person to leave, ever.
All right, what's up with the text?
Okay, on the very horrible story involving the triple murderer who could be released. Casey says, I feel for the victims' families. As I've said before, my great-grandmother was beaten, raped, and murdered in 1989. The murderer was 1 month from turning 18. He was originally sentenced to death, then life without chance of parole after the law was changed in the 90s. He was resentenced to 45 years in 2018. Now he will get another resentencing soon and could be released.
Wow. Alan says, I don't believe the victims or anyone else's emotions should play a part in the sentencing. That said, penalty for deliberate murder should be life without parole, no exceptions.
And I will say the overwhelming majority of our listeners who texted in agreed with the family that this person should not be allowed free.
Agreed.
On the COVID surge, Dan says deaths dropped off quickly and most experts are now finally saying that catching it is a good thing.
Marty says, yes, the mandate was lifted too early because of people pressure. Governor Inslee should have stuck to his guns.
And 775 says, the problem with the new strain is that the virus survives on surfaces for weeks when the original virus survived for hours. Cleaning is now one of the most important measures. Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah. Run for office. Josie says, I have a question. Why can you both be governor and mayor? Washington will be in great, great shape if both of you are running the state. You don't want me running the state.
I don't know about that.
You don't want me running the state.
Seattle school start times and busing. Hi, guys. I'm a bus driver. This is 425 for another contracted company here in the state. Most of us would like to see the schools change their start times. We, as drivers, are stressed and struggling to fill these positions.
Calling the cops because of a barking dog. 206 says, oh, so that's how you get police to show up.
I felt so bad for the officer, too. I'm serious. Scott says, I walked to their house at 12 a.m. and asked them to turn your dog off, please. Didn't know my neighbors.
At 12 a.m.?
Okay, I probably wouldn't do that.
Come on, Scott.
It's daylight. Daylight.
253 says, just say to your neighbor, hey, I love dogs and your dog is great, but he wakes me up every morning with constant barking. A nuisance noise by dogs is actually illegal. Always talk to neighbors first.
And I told 253, if that had happened in my case, I would have been so apologetic, but having a cop come over, that just already put me on the defense. Jail conditions, 253 says, I work down at the Pierce County Jail and we are getting mandatory overtime where they tell you you cannot go home. You have to stay for your next shift. King County Jail has officers sleeping overnight in the jail because they live too far away to get home.
Wow.
Pierce County Jail is set up to allow officers to do that if they choose to. It is disgusting and how no one cares about jail staff. Thank you for saying that we need to make it a priority. Thank you for speaking out about this.
Wow. 253 says, employers, if you want to make more money, go find another job. Employees, okay, I will. Employers, nobody wants to work anymore.
So true. On the sunny weather, well, so many people were agreeing with our Chris. 206 says, I love a good rainy, blustery day. I love extreme weather, but not 10 months a year.
559 says, I loved rainy days until I moved to the Pacific Northwest. When you don't have rain all the time, it can be quite refreshing and glorious. Mm-hmm. I've never said glorious on the radio before.
And then Cliff says, sunny days in the Pacific Northwest are particularly wonderful because it's relatively rare. When I lived in Arizona, sun is so common it wasn't special. I would look forward to a rainstorm instead.
Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
And you can never go wrong when you quote Mother Teresa, who says, spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier.
Hey.
And I hope that's how we do it with the show. Love you guys. Thank you.
Good show, Ursula. Hopefully the sun's shining tomorrow.
Hope so, too.
Chris, thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Chris, is that why I never see you wearing shorts? Because you don't like hot, warm weather?
Exactly.
Yeah, he had a hot take this morning. He said no one should wear shorts.
No one looks good in shorts.
What?
I mean, you wear them at the beach and stuff for sure, but...
Wait a minute. In the words of Ursula, you should not make sweeping statements.
Thank you.
Nick, what do you got, bro?
Well, I would say today wasn't a slow news day. It was more of a low news day when it comes to the tone. But what we do best is rise the spirits above from the news that we do deliver here. And I don't know if bare feet on my lap on a plane or barking dogs gives me a good feeling, but right back to the weather. Again, I love the diversity of this region's climate. I think it's the best compared to the country. Best vibes all around here. The way I make a I tell you what, though, someone puts their feet on my lap on a plane, I may have to run to my parents' place and make up a story about being in school or something, maybe get that money back for that plane ticket.
To understand that foot on the plane reference, you'll have to listen back to the whole show. And once again, thank you, Mr. Takahashi.
Well, time to get on out of here.
Yes. The Dory Monson Show is coming up next. Stay with us. Have a great day.
More Michael Jackson, by the way. I like that.
I like it, too.
Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And be good.
Hope you had as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.